let me go over this first sheet with you. Suggested general course aims. This is what I thought would be just minimal in suggestions, but what will achieve self-government in the long haul? First and foremost, we want to teach children how to draw principles for life and living from the study of the scriptures, from their own study of the scriptures, not Bible stories per se. I developed this Bible, these Bible lessons in response to what I observed in many churches and maybe homes where only Bible stories were taught. And what we need to help our children do is read from the scriptures themselves, draw and drink from the well of the word, because in it is life. It's no ordinary book. And a child, even once he reads, can open the book up and drink from it and get life from it. And so this book is their guidebook. This is our guidebook. This is the book of life. This is bread. This is water. They ought to know how to feed from it themselves. And so this is primary. This is a primary book, primary text here. And we need to have an attitude, a right attitude, a proper attitude cultivated in our children about the Word of God, that there's more to Bible studies than VeggieTales. Okay? So I'm not saying anything against VeggieTales, but don't make it the only diet. There's no nourishment much in it, even though it's VeggieTales, all right? But know to be able to draw principles for themselves very early, as soon as possible, as soon as they can read themselves. And so the job of parents is to get your children to read as soon as possible. Get them to read so they can read the Word of God. That's why. As soon as possible. And until they are, you cannot develop in them self-government. Because then they can read for themselves and know for themselves. To read is to know. Do you know that? That's actually read. The definition means to know again. To know what somebody else knows. That's knowing again by reading. So they need to know from God what he knows. Not telling. Not teaching is not telling. There's a difference. Composing and formulating ideas are what I call through literary analysis. And literary analysis I don't teach until they're about 12 or so, how they do a literary analysis for themselves. Although you do teach literature in the earlier years, and I have samples for you, but they do their own literary analysis work, 12 and up, where they compose and formulate essays from the readings that we have in the upper division. But that would be a goal. Your goal in literature is to get them to compose and formulate ideas of their own through, however, a vehicle called literary analysis. And, of course, applying mathematical laws and rules. There's no subject more concerned with absolutes than mathematics. It's wonderful for that. You're either wrong or you're right here. Numbers don't lie. They must reason by law, by rules. They need to know the rules of numbers, of addition, borrowing, carrying, fractions. I suggest again that your children do not go on to algebra till they can do fractions and decimals and percentages easily. And that's a key to understanding algebra. There's no such thing as pre-algebra simply because it means that you did not get enough arithmetic. And so you need 13 years of arithmetic before you can do algebra, do the arithmetic. Don't go faster than they can. Don't give them an algebra book until they can do percentages, decimals, and fractions easily. And then the algebra will be easy. I remember reading where John Adams said to J.Q. Adams, "Go to the library and fetch such and such algebra book and begin right away." That's what he did. At age 11, he was ready. His father knew when he was ready and started self-teaching himself algebra. And I do believe that's one subject a child can teach himself to do. You don't have to know it to do it. And I think there are texts becoming available where they can do that. testing for scientific truths through experimentation. This is that old science projects that nobody likes to do. But science projects are only those which test for truth. There has to be an experiment. And I've observed too many science projects. They're simply building a volcano or an ant farm. That is not a science project. And they have to be just about approaching a project. We need inquiry. We need questioning people who have questions to answer. There needs to be a question that has to be answered. And it's a why question. And they have to test to see if it's so, if their answer is true. That's very important, to cultivate that kind of inquiring mind, to set up an experiment to see if something's true. And if it's false, it's false, because it could not be proven by test. You see, testing for truth. And that's the whole idea. So these four I propose and lay out to you would be reasonable, minimal ways of developing, cultivating through academics, individual self-government. So what are those courses? And this is the second scheme that I have. I divide it, since home educators are so sensitive about grades, which grade is your child in? Your children are asking, what grade am I? I decided I wouldn't touch that. So because, all right, I'm doing primary, intermediate, advanced levels, okay? That's another idol that we have to get off of. So not to put pressure on you, but we're dealing with all the subjects in primary, intermediate levels, and advanced levels. These are what are called minimum course recommendations. They're not imposed. They're just ideas that I believe would be important to lay at the foundation of your child's education. And this is minimal. Minimal. I have materials for each and every one of these. All the in the back and front, from Bible all the way down to government in the upper division, advanced levels. And so, as you see, Bible is primary. It has to be primary. When you begin in the early years, you're already reading the Word of God or reading aloud to your children in literature. But when they are reading for themselves, then you can start these things. And I know numbers can be learned earlier because it's a language of its own. Nevertheless, I have what I propose to be taught. Every year we want to establish God's Word as authoritative. But these are topics that I recommend that can be taught, that are essential, I believe, fundamental to developing individual self-government. And this is not to be the only thing. You may add to these, or to be the only thing. I've had some families just do this, and it was sufficient as far as they were concerned. Again, there are lessons available to be fleshed out. And I have guides for Sarah Noble, Benjamin West, and something on grammar if you're interested. Sometimes I believe grammar is best taught when they're in high school years, I would say 13 and up, because it's so abstract. And they're still writing, but you and I know that grammar does not lead into good composition. You know what I think leads into good composition is good reading aloud to your children. I think speaking with your children lends itself to good writing. I have dealt with home-educated children when they were 13, 14, and they had never written anything like an essay. And when I got their writing, of course, there were all sorts of grammatical, maybe spelling errors, but there was one thing they did have, was a good vocabulary and good sentences, because they were speaking the language all the time. They just never wrote. And so I don't worry about what you're doing in grammar until maybe the technical aspects of it could be better understood in their later years, I would say 13 and up, and then get into the science of the language. But they speak well, they articulate well, they write because they listen, and they're communicating all the time aptly. I recommend for science that we begin with botany for children. It's the most natural science to begin with. Plus, when a plant dies, you don't cry as much. I don't, anyway. Well, maybe I do. I only have one plant trying to keep alive. But botany. And then I found a wonderful series by Dr. Worthington Hooker, who was a physician, and he wrote botany for children and zoology as well as natural philosophy. I've injected astronomy and geology there. I do have a geology course I recommend that I have on CD. And, of course, physics and physiology, human anatomy, and upper division. So on the back you have geography, 8 leading ideas, which I have in Mr. Rose's guide, and I'm trying to develop a course with a book this year on geography. But all these things, Mrs. Smith's books, if you're going to start with this approach, her books and Bible and literature may be the strong courses to begin with. What she has here is something for a parent who knows nothing about history, and it's wonderfully laid out. Student activity sheets, all of that is for you in color. It's very beautifully done. I just think it's the best thing since sliced bread for the lower division. And so these are, again, minimum, and the way you approach these subjects with the rudiments of the subjects and the methodology, which is helping them reason in the subjects, is the path that I would recommend. Now, before we break this hour, I want to again reiterate, what is the rudiments of a subject? Just an example of what we mean by the first principles. Geography is made up of simply 2 ideas and deals with the geography of nature, which is the earth as the abode of man, or the earth and geography of man. And man, of course, the whole idea of geography is that God made the earth for man. But every subject is comprised of 2 branches. There's the science of it and the art of it. And to be complete, these are the seeds of all the subjects. The seed of a subject deals with the science of it and the art of it. And so arithmetic deals with the knowledge or science of numbers, a certain kind of numbers, whole numbers, integers, fractions, radicals, but some kind of number and how to compute with those numbers, how to reason with those numbers. There's a law pertaining to every kind of number. And so you learn those laws and you compute, you reason with them. History, we're going to open that up next, is really deals with 2 things. Deals with nations and the events in those nations. That's all history is about. Nations and their events in that nation. The seed of economics deals with household economy before you deal with the economy of a nation. It's just that simple. So you deal with what is happening in the smaller sphere and what we deal with in the larger sphere. So the science of it, which is household economy, and the art of it, the application of it, is how it relates to a whole nation. So if you're dealing with a subject, you have to know what's the seed of the subject and make it that simple. Okay, any questions up to this point? Has it been clear? Working? Okay, let's have a break, about 15 minutes, and we'll come back.